Keith Peters reporting. President Biden welcomed Israel's president to the White House today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the start of their Oval Office meeting, the president told Israel's Isaac Herzog,
"My commitment to Israel is ironclad, and we share a deep friendship. I want to thank you again for being here."
The Israeli president said freeing the hostages taken in October of last year remains a priority.
"First and foremost, we have to get the hostages back home."
"I agree."
Herzog gave Mr. Biden a gift, an artifact from the foot of Temple Mount in Jerusalem that has the word Joseph on it. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President-elect Trump picks South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Noem, once seen as a possible running mate for Republican Donald Trump, is currently serving her second four-year term as South Dakota's governor after a landslide re-election victory in 2022. She rose to national prominence after refusing to impose a statewide mask mandate during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Department of Homeland Security is responsible for everything from border protection and immigration to disaster response and the U.S. Secret Service. Trump on Monday appointed former ICE Director Tom Homan as his administration's incoming border czar, and sources say he's asked Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. I'm Bernie Bennett.
A new Louisiana requirement that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public classroom by January 1st was temporarily blocked Tuesday by a federal judge who said the law is unconstitutional on its face. U.S. District Judge John W. de Gravels on Tuesday said the law had an overtly religious purpose and said opponents of the law are likely to win their ongoing lawsuit against it. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points. This is SRN News. The bells of Notre Dame have come to life.
For the first time in 5 years, Paris heard the voice of the iconic cathedral's belfry. Reconstruction after the 2019 fire is almost complete at the 861-year-old church, and over the weekend they tested some of the 21 bells flooding the city with sound. The rebuilding will continue on into 2025, but it's mostly completed, and Notre Dame plans to open to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism may leave nowhere for Israeli soccer teams to play. The latest violence against fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv squad in Amsterdam has some Israelis worried that it isn't safe for their teams and fans to travel to games abroad. Meanwhile, the European soccer governing body has ruled Israel cannot host international matches either because of the war with Hamas. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edge lower as momentum came out of the torrid Trump trade that swept Wall Street following Donald Trump's presidential victory. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3%, coming off its latest record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.9%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.1%. Yields jumped in the bond market to add pressure on stocks. Smaller U.S. stocks sank in a turnaround from their rocket ride higher. That's after Trump's win raised expectations for economic growth and inflation. The Dow was down 382 points, closing at 43,910. The NASDAQ lost 17 to 19,281. The S&P 500 dropped 17 to 5983. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.